The kids, obviously.
By the way, welcome to the Kinda Funny podcast.
Hey, everyone.
So the kids, obviously, are like, it spans like 30 years. So when his kids are like, maybe 20 years, but his kids are like, you know, teenagers. And then they can't age up the teenagers, so they recast the teenagers, which is totally disorienting because they didn't do that with anyone else. And then.
And literally, his daughter, who is Anna Paquin, right, just jumps from being like, I'm a nine-year-old who knows something's up and I don't like what's going on, to I'm Anna Paquin walking into a room. Like, what the
I'm
fuck?
Anna Paquin
and
now.
Again, because fucking Robert De Niro is de-aged, so he just looks this weird meld of old and young man. You have no idea how much time has passed.
You don't know. And all they did was they added a little bit. The other off-putting aspect of it is that he's supposed to be Irish, right? So they put blue eyes in his eyes, and he looks like a fucking vampire the entire movie. He looks like,
it's like when you see
Robert Pattinson
dogs.
Sparkling.
Dogs' blue eyes freak me out.
Oh God, I'm like, why wouldn't you just let him have normal eyes? Like, do all Irish people have blue eyes? Did I not know this? Is this the thing? And I know everyone out there is gonna be like, oh Nick, the real fucking guy had blue eyes. I'm like, nobody knows what this guy looks like.
No, nobody cares.
This is an off.
You know what I mean?
Do not. This is to me. And I know, like, I have a tendency to get really distracted by completely useless and stupid things. This is like the writing on Will Smith's fucking collar in Suicide Squad. I'm like, why? Why is it there?
Because he's the light. He was going to find the light, remember?
Why is it there?
He wanted you to know that he had
but
light inside him.
But it's so big
him.
In every scene.
Sure. But it symbolizes the yoke he had. This is a pullover from the Snyderverse. If the Justice League cut would have come out, this would have explained a lot.
Of course. One day it'll all
Do you think on set, Anna Paquin called Robert De Niro, Babby.
I don't know because I have X-Men. To imagine.
Is she in it more? Does she pop up a lot more?
No.
They weren't with me. They're in the other
She's in a movie. And this is
why cast someone so well known?
That's what my wife was like. If I was Anna Paquin's agent, I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, I would call my agent and be like, what did you get me into? I know it's a Scorsese film, but she's in like four scenes. And
I heard she has seven lines.
She has no dialogue. I mean, and she's a compelling character because she sees him he kicked the shit out of the guy in the worst fucking way, probably, like the laughable way. And so she's like, oh my God, my dad. She's the only person in her family that realizes her dad is who he is. He's hyper bad. He's a hitman. Like, he kills people. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I don't want to talk to you. And they took it literally. So she just doesn't talk to him. The whole time doesn't talk. And she has like five lines the whole movie. Terrible. Great casting, but terrible misuse of a great actor. I don't
Spoilers.
Know.
Spoilers.
If you want to know more about The Irishman and hear us rant about in-act scenes, you can go watch the pre-show. But enough of that. This is the Kinda Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside producer/seducer Nick Scarpino.
I just like to choose to believe The Irishman is three movies in one. And I really like the third movie.
Did you see? I enjoyed that somebody put out the thing of like, here's how to watch this miniseries. And it's like non-spoiler, so it's like when this happens, and like when this character does this, stop. When this guy
and
gets into
this,
stop.
Credits.
When he leaves out of the room, you'll know it.
This is like honestly, this is one of those movies that like years later, I want a contingent of people to get together and remake the first two-thirds of it with younger actors, and then just cut in the Joe Pesci, all the older actor stuff, because they're still phenomenal actors.
Here's what I'm gonna say.
Didn't work. You want to do it now?
We got cameras. Why don't we do it right now?
You could be Robert De Niro. You're his height. I could be Al Pacino. He's a little short dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Balding, but they put a fucking ridiculous wig on him.
Hell yeah, they did.
So great.
Whenever I do my Bob De Niro impersonation from the face, I always, my mind immediately thinks that I'm doing the facial impersonation of the dog boy from Saving Silverman.
Let me see. No, that's De Niro, man.
I don't remember the dog boy from Saving Silverman.
You don't remember that?
No.
Saving Silverman?
I don't either.
I remember Saving Silverman.
It looks exactly like the dog.
Can I get a photo? Can I get a photo?
Yeah.
Dog boy.
Because Steve...
Buscemi?
Vaughn? Who is this? Who's the guy with the blonde hair?
Sopranos?
Oh, yeah, Vaughn.
Is it Vaughn?
Zahn.
Zahn! Steve Zahn.
Oh.
He's the dude,
man.
No,
that's not the guy.
He's the
great.
Dude. You know?
The dog boy, essentially the blonde girl that, what's his name? Doesn't it look look like Robert De Niro?
There's Steve Zahn, which I appreciate.
I don't remember this character in
Show it.
Steve
show
Silverman.
It. Legitimately, I've seen Saving Silverman a dozen times on Comedy Central growing up, and I do not remember this dog boy
at all. It was very, very quick. So the blonde girl, her family was in a circus.
Okay.
So all of her family the bearded mom, the dog boy son. Like, she came from a family of like circus performers.
It is
fuck
so
yes.
Unbelievably. It's like when I see these pictures, I have a newfound respect. I have a newfound respect for the fact that Jack Black made it out of, like, still has a career. because
that,
like
that was a really good, Saving Silverman.
So
great,
good.
He did this. He did this movie, and he still has a great career.
It's so good. It's one of my favorites.
Like well, is this Banks. The one where they had a Neil Diamond?
Yeah,
government?
Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, it's coming back.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
All right. My words.
So this is a Comedy Central movie, though. Like,
oh,
this
yeah.
Is
like, oh, yeah.
It's just off.
Yeah. And then after that is like Wedding Crash. Or
yeah.
Shit.
Like right now.
So the fuck yeah. You know, you're kind of freaked out that this. By this being a scene that you don't remember. Yeah, there's the kid. Yeah. It, like, opened his mouth. So you remember this, like, not really being a scene or whatever.
Yeah.
So I had the same thing happen to me when I was back home in the RGV where we don't play no games. I was watching Ace Ventura.
Oh, yeah?
And they were doing, you know, the TV cut or whatever. And I saw scenes in that movie that I've never seen.
Oh, did they add
life.
Scenes to it?
Yeah.
They do that sometimes. It's
like,
weird.
And it fucking freaked me out because I had like this weird Mandela effect thing where I'm like, I don't remember any of these scenes. So essentially, the movie that we remember, he's like, all right, I'm going to go to Finkel's house. And the next scene, he walks up to the door, do, do, do.
Right.
And then, hello, I'm Ace Ventura. I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And a shotgun pops out and he's like, and a clean pair of shorts or whatever. Yeah. So in between that, there's these scenes where he goes to a gas station and there's this weird freaky dude and he's like, I'm looking for Ray Finkel. And he's just like this weird character that makes no sense. And then he goes to a bar where a bunch of tough dudes are playing
That's
pool and
crazy.
Drinking. And he mentions Ray Finkel and they're like, who are you? Is he your friend? He's like, yes. And then they like all want to threaten him. He's like, no, hate the guy or whatever. But it's just weird thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've never seen it.
Now I want to watch
Andy,
this.
I recently watched Wedding Singer for, it was a like the movie night at a wedding that we went to.
Uh-huh.
And they had a deleted scene that I had never seen before. It was the old lady that does the rap song.
Yeah.
But she's talking about Adam Sandler's dick as like when he's getting his, like the brisk. You know, when they're
sure, yeah, the circumcision.
Cutting the pee-pee. And it's just like, this is a scene I've never seen before. This is just a weird deleted scene. And in the same manner, I watched, well, not the same manner, but the same way I watched, what is it? There's Something About Mary, but like the uncensored.
Oh, Jesus.
Version.
Oh, God. What else?
And like,
there's
a whole storyline.
But they cut out of that movie.
That they cut out of the movie about like the bad guy has a friend that's a bad cop that has a pet snake.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
And at
That's
the end,
awesome.
At the end, the snake eats that guy, and like the snake. But it's just like, I've never seen this before. So I was watching it with Paul, and I was like, it's a good movie. Just ignore this part. Ignore this part. It's just, this didn't happen in the real
it's
movie.
Shit's so
it's
weird.
So it's weird. And like, this is in the same vein, but different. But the.
It's
all
to
the,
fill time, right?
All of those like deleted scenes from Infinity War and Endgame that are coming out. Like, you see recently, like, there's an Infinity War one that came out.
No, I don't watch them.
It's
I'm
like,
not going to watch them.
Not candy. He won't watch not candy. He's like confused.
The movies are perfect. I don't need to, like, you know what I mean? I don't want anything to, because here's the thing. This what you're talking about right now, they chose for some fucking dumb reason to put in deleted scenes into the A-Team when they put it on cable.
Because they knew nobody would know.
No, but they put in two or three scenes, and it totally changed the dynamic of the characters. And I was like, well, this movie's not fun anymore. But like those two scenes they put in.
Weird.
Fucking fucked the movie up for me. And I was like, if I like the movie, it's perfect.
Orphans.
I don't need that shit. No, there's like a scene. So there's a scene in A-Team where he breaks them out after they have to go to prison. Because the whole concept of A-Team is they go to fucking prison. And Hannibal breaks them out. And there's a scene, if you watch it in the theatrical
Burris?
Cut. What's that? No, not Hannibal Burris. Hannibal's just the name of one of the characters. He's played by Liam Neeson is the character in Hannibal. And Face is played by Bradley Cooper. There's a scene where in the movie theater, you know, these guys are awesome. They go to prison, but of course, Bradley Cooper's character.
you know, these guys are awesome.
Well, they're the 18. You know, that's why they call it the 18. You know?
Just what a great
fucking. They're awesome, right?
So if there was like the Star Wars crawl before it, the 18, episode one, you know, these guys are awesome. But they're in prison.
So they go to prison, and they cut to the scenes of them in prison. And when Face is in prison, he's like putting hand wash on. And like, he does one of those things where he opens the room up, and it's like the back to school where it's like a big room because it's been converted and everyone loves him and he's like, you know, doing whatever. But he has carte blanche place. He has one of the place, right? So he gets into his tanning bed, which is one of those standing tanning beds, and someone wraps
it
and they take it away. And then when it opens up, Hannibal's there and he's like, and in the theater, he looks at him, he's like, he kind of looks at him for a second. He's like, what took you so long? And then Liam Neeson looks at him and he goes, you look really tan. And it's a funny little back and forth, and then it cuts. In this added scene, they fight.
They get real racist.
He comes out and he's like, ah! No, he goes, how could you leave me in prison? And how could you do this? And what the hell, man? Like, I thought we were a team. But it's like, But we just saw him 5 seconds ago. Like, he literally had sex with a girl and was like, hey, I'll see you in prison. Like, he's living the fucking life. So that nice. One scene, like, changed this weird dynamic with them. And I'm like, I just haven't been the same since. I can't watch the movie anymore.
Yeah, but, like, that's kind of it for me. But I just don't understand, like, how movies are made. Because with Infinity War and Endgame, they feel, like, so tight where it's, like, every single scene leads into the next scene. It all works. There's a deleted scene from Infinity War that's when Spider-Man, they're on Titan, and Spider-Man is, like, saving the Guardians. And he's like, oh, I forget your name, or whatever. There's an alternate take of that where Doctor Strange, like, comes through a portal and, like, Thanos, like, knocks all of the Guardians out and knocks their souls out of their bodies using the Soul Stone.
Nice, that's cool.
And then their lifeless bodies just kind of like fucking limp out. And Doctor Strange is just like, hey, you need to get their bodies. They're not dead. Their souls are just not with them. Get them to Mantis, and she can do her fucking Mantis shit, the wake up stuff, and like bring the souls together. Spider-Man's jumping around, getting all the bodies, like brings in and is like talking to Mantis, and just like there's like all this dialogue and stuff. And there's just a moment where it's like really dramatic, and it like she's trying to bring back Drax, and like she can't do it. And there's like a romantic moment between them, and it like goes on for like 3 minutes, and it's like totally different. I'm like, this is so different than how the movie played out.
Yeah.
Like, how did they shoot this stuff? There's some of the effects are done. Like, how did they shoot this? And they also shot the rest of it, like, without the plan of knowing what's going on.
That's how reshoots work. They literally look and go, this scene's not working. We need to cut this part out. We need that's why they did research. Interesting. That's how it always works, man.
Yeah.
That's why
I just like was so shocked by it because it's like it would have not worked in the movie and it would have totally changed the tone and just how the characters are going, like where they end up.
That's the kind of shit you don't know until you see it though, right? When you see it, you're like, oh, this is
They do that that first assembly edit and they sit and they just go, we don't need this. Like, if that's a cool thing, but that would have totally killed the pacing of the edit if they had kept that in, right? So that they probably looked at it and was like, we don't need this beat, let's just cut it out and we'll just have him do something else. And then since Spider-Man's all CG, they probably just went and
you put any lines you want in them or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they can just have, I mean, they get, when they hire actors, they usually hire with a contingency of like X amount of days of reshoots anyway, so they can probably bring Tom Holland back in. I'm sure he's like, fuck, I'll do whatever.
And he just
says a line.
The thing that freaked me out the most is that when I put these unseen Ace Ventura things on Instagram, the first reply I get back from some kind of funny best friend was like, that's the only one that I've ever seen. That's the only like, and I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with my brain right now? Am I just having this weird lapse in memory?
I don't know what you're talking about. And then I've seen the movie 1,000 times.
And then all the replies came in and they were like, dude, no, I have no idea what the fuck this is.
The worst is when, have you guys ever seen a movie and been like, what's wrong with this movie?
Oh, because nothing from the trailers in the movie?
No, not that. That's a lot of movies. It's
Varsity Blues.
They used to
go watch the trailer of Varsity Blues, then watch Varsity Blues, and like, what the fuck? Where is all this?
No, it's when they speed the movie up.
Oh yeah,
that's always weird.
What do you mean?
They'll sometimes
TV edit.
Yeah, for a TV edit, in order to make the 2-hour block with commercials, they have to calculate it, and then they do a time ramp on it. So it's like, well, we need.
So it's moving fast.
They'll
speed it up by like 0.2%,
yeah, or whatever.
But it's just enough that if you're watching the action, and you're used to the pacing of a movie, you'll feel like you're going fucking crazy because you're like, why is this not working? Like, the acting,
it kind
of works for a reason because of the actual slowness of how they're talking to each other, and then also it pitches their voices up just a little bit, And you're like, this is off-putting, man.
Yeah, that's what always bothers me on airplanes when there's that message that comes up before
it's
like,
this is edited
for content. I'm like, I want to know what you edited. Like, why am I even watching this movie if it's not the fucking movie? Meanwhile, Gia's sitting here watching Hustlers, and Jennifer fucking Lopez is dropping
it.
And that ain't edited at all. Chips. But like, I was shocked at how graphic that movie fucking gets.
Yeah.
And it's on a plane. And that's totally cool.
Before we jumped to alliances and Alaska took over and was like, all the movies on Virgin are free. I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, I did the same thing where I was going through and they had Risky Business. And I was like, this has got to be edited, right? It is not. It's me and like a mom and their kid. And I'm just watching Tom Cruise plow this woman on the stairs and in the subway
Rebecca
car. And I'm like,
he fucks in that movie?
Oh, my God. Did they fuck? Oh, my
Rebecca
God.
Morning fuck. Gorgeous. Wow. That's what's funny is, so reversing of this, right? Obviously, I grew up, my parents did not want to pay for cable. So I never saw a rated R movie that wasn't edited for TV for a very long time, including Risky Business. So imagine my surprise when I get HBO for the first time and I see them naked in their full glory. And I'm like,
waiting for that homeless guy to get off the train.
Yeah, they're waiting. There's a homeless guy riding the train and they're just waiting for him. When he gets out, they just fuck on this subway train, and it's like the lights going out.
What
dark
movie is this?
Light.
Risky Business.
Shit. There's nothing better than the story though.
So
young Nick
and I'm like
not knowing. Well, I'm getting a sex scene.
Whoa, like maybe just that shock of how much it changes a movie to hear F words and see the sex scene and hear the crass jokes. You're like, well, this is a totally different fucking movie than I'm used to. Way better.
Yeah, the, Risky is a classic. The TV version of Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, God.
They
can't
do
watch that.
They do a lot of stuff with just cutting.
They
yeah,
just cut away.
There are so many moments of dialogue and back and forth and stuff that are just super edited down. And watching, it's like, man, this isn't good at all. Like that,
oh, just like the real cut of Dark Knight Rises.
No. But I'm like, there's a specific part where Bruce Wayne's already fucked up. He's in that goddamn cave, and
is this when he gets the robot knee, and it's never referencing.
He's watching the kids. He's watching the one guy try to scale, and the guy, you know, the two old guys are like, oh, you know, everybody tries to leave, and they never do, or whatever. And he's like, only one person did, and they show fucking
Baby Bane.
Baneby.
They
show Baneby.
Just Bane is fine. It works.
And
Lil Bane.
Bane-alina.
Lil Big Bane.
Yeah. And so, and then, but all that stuff is edited and cut together so poorly, and then it goes immediately to commercial. I was like, dude, I'd feel bad for the person watching this for the first time right now.
No, I had a moment like you on the plane where I didn't. It just didn't occur to me what was I was watching. So it said, you know, like brief nudity or whatever in this movie. And you'll
just
appreciate
a giant areola.
No, I mean, Andy, actually, you'll appreciate this. Let me back up a second. For a brief second.
I love nudity.
Because I had 9 hours plane. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's all these movies that I could watch, but they had every great trilogy. They had all the Star Wars movies. They had all the Indiana Jones movies. And Andy, that's right. They had all the Lord of the Rings movies. Wow. And I thought for one second, I was like, I miss Andy. What if I just gave it another shot? Just started with the Fellowship. Right off the bat, got a little soda pop, a little soda pop, a little, you know, a little tiny. So what did I watch? Shaft. I watched the 2019 Shaft instead.
There you fucking go.
Because I'm a man of my mold, and there's nudity in that, and there's a lot of nudity, and there's just this one scene where he opens the door, very naked woman, and it's at those moments where you start to realize you're like, are there children around me? And I'm like, I don't see anything to my left. It's my wife. Empty seat here. Look back. Full roll of kids.
No,
just
yeah.
And one of them, I'm like, I kind of look back and he was like, don't just be cool. I need this. Like, you know,
cool.
You're like,
be cool, yeah. Chat.
Cool, man.
Be cool,
like,
chat.
Okay. It's on a plane. I can't do anything.
Dude, like being on a plane watching the classic thing of watching someone else when you can just turn it on yourself. But I was like, fuck it.
Always.
I was listening to music. There was a fucking dude. There was this goddamn dude sitting that we were both looking at. But he was sitting over there and he watched Star Wars: A New Hope,
yeah.
Star Wars: Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars: Return of the Jedi, back to back to back, just in one sitting, because it's a long ass flight. Yeah. And I was just like enthralled the entire time, just like watching without audio. And I'm just like, can you imagine just watching those three movies?
This is first time.
Like,
my wife watched the entirety of Notting Hill on someone else's screen when we were going to London.
Yeah.
And it's because none of the movies, for the most part, like, there's some new movies that I think I watched that I forget some fucking knew that was good, but. For the most part, you're like, I mean, I guess I could watch Die Hard again. I've only seen it 1,000 times, but I can't bring, you know, you do the thing where I can't bring yourself to like commit to press and play on it. And then you look over and someone else is watching Die Hard and you're like, decision made for me.
There was that foreign film where the two dads fuck each other's daughters, right? And there's more to it than that, but that's the nut of it. And I remember watching the first 45 minutes of it off somebody's screen of Virgin America.
The,
I was like,
pianist?
This shit's great. I just put it on. I got to see how this ends.
I think it's one of those things where when movies are available to me, I probably won't watch
them. You don't want
to
watch them.
But back home with, you know, my parents have DirecTV.
Yeah.
Like, I watch so many things that I would have never watched just because it's on. And it's just that weird sort of, it's this thing where, if a song comes up on random, I'll listen to it. But I won't really go to that song and click play now in that moment.
That's like, I don't know, and I guess I can only speak for myself, but I think we're all kind of in the same boat, right? That's kind of like the, you know, what it was to grow up.
Oh, yeah.
You had a certain number of channels, and guess what? It's Saturday, so you're watching something. You'll be damned if you're going to go outside and play baseball or some shit. So it's like, whatever. I remember distinctly watching on what would become the CW. I think it was the U when I was growing up in Illinois. And it was some fucking old Shatner movie where he was fighting a giant tarantula.
No.
And I was like, all right, this is on today. Like, it was what I'm
going
to watch.
There was nothing more disappointing than going into a Saturday night and having whatever movie HBO is debuting that week be a shitty thing that you weren't interested in.
Oh, it was the worst.
It's something you looked forward to every week. And I remember not even necessarily going to the Saturday night, But every Sunday you'd get the paper,
yep.
and you'd have the paper TV guide.
The fake TV guide, yeah.
And I would scroll immediately to Saturday, see what was playing on that Saturday. And for the couple times that it was cool, it'd be Jurassic Park 2. And I was a kid, so I thought The Lost World was off. Or it'd be something awful, and it'd be like fucking Meet Joe Black. And I'd be like, fuck, like I don't know what this is. I just want to see something cool, you know?
It's a great movie.
It was always
disappointing. I think it's a good movie. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's nudity in that, too.
10-year-old Andy didn't
know. No, but I'm right there with you, right? And this is like... This is honestly
good job, Kevin. Kingdom of the Spiders, a living crawling hell on earth.
For a second, I thought he was using the stick as his boner.
Yeah, a wild science fiction nightmare on Blu-ray. This is probably a cult classic that everybody loves, but again, as a kid,
Kevin, can you look up really quick a movie?
Meet Joe Black Nudity.
It's a really bad horror movie. It's like. It's a movie about a guy who lives in the sort of Louisiana swamps, and there's a giant alligator.
Oh, Lake Placid.
No. It's very, very old. It's like a 60s or 70s movie. What do you mean?
Betty White's in it. He said it was
I fucking
bad
love
movie.
Lake Placid.
Okay. My favorite thing is like when I first moved to Austin, my buddy JP really wanted to be like sort of this Austin, like we wanted to be enveloped in the culture of like Keep Austin Weird Hippie.
Totally. You did some drugs.
And there, yeah, exactly. And there was a, did you find the movie cover?
No, the girl in Meet Joe Black is the same girl.
Claire Filoni. Yeah. No, totally.
Black's a great movie.
I've been getting further and further away from this, but I do want to get back to ask Kevin if he's ever watched like the 45 minutes that began Mallrats that got deleted.
The what?
Like the original opening to Mallrats. Have you ever watched all that?
I don't think so.
Oh, I gotta lend you the DVD because, like, you know, there's a one. It's such a throwaway line you'd probably never think about, but when Mr. Schwenning's the network executive show up for the dating game, and he's like trying to assure them everything's gonna go all right, and like, oh, after the mess that happened at the governor's ball, and as a viewer, like, I don't know, whatever. That's a weird thing to say, but sure. And then it turns out like there's 45 minutes of the governor's ball.
You're kidding.
And like when Kevin Smith showed it to Miramax, they were like. It's called Mallrats. Get them to the fucking mall. Yeah. Why are that we
was,
here?
I love Kevin, but that was a strong call.
Yeah, they just like fucking sliced it all out, and that's why it's
that's crazy.
So abrupt and weird.
It was our first time going to an Alamo back in the day.
Ooh, nice.
And it was like I don't know what this is. What's this Alamo all about? But they were doing this thing during October where they were showing these weird sort of B C horror movies at night.
Crawl was on the plane.
There was a Lake Placid 2.
So there was a Lake Placid, the final chapter. Oh, and that's a woman in a bikini in the mouth of
click
an alligator.
Scroll to the right because it's like a 70s, 80s
movie. Are you
movie.
Sure it's not
the
this
Great
first
Alligator River?
Alligator?
There was a Lake Placid 3.
No, it's definitely
Andy,
not that.
Andy, was the alligator in the sewers?
Are you sure it wasn't a crocodile?
The alligator, sure there was definitely thing? Not the there was not the word alligator in the title. I know that for
Prime
a fact.
Primeval from 2007. Could that be it?
I'm talking like this movie was like 1980s. And on the cover, it's a guy with a big sickle. And it's like the dumbest fucking movie cover. And for whatever reason, it made us laugh super hard because, again, my friend
wanted... Did you see this at the Alamo?
Yeah. Say it was like one of those weird like, hey, come see these old movies, you know, on Thursday night or whatever. And so my friend kind of dragged us to go see all of these movies or to go watch this movie. And by the end of it, like my buddy and I, my friend CP and I, super like, we're just really cynical about everything. We're like... Why did we go watch that shitty fucking movie? And every once in a while, we would just text each other the cover of the movie.
Oh, God.
And again, it was like this really shitty movie cover. But it just made me laugh every time. And I can't think of there was no alligator
in
the name.
Was it Sickle
Man? No. There was an alligator, though. The point of it was, though, like, you know, a vehicle gets stranded, and they're in the middle of, like, this Louisiana swamp, and they stop by this guy's house. Eaten Alive, that's the one.
Is it really what that is?
Yeah. But scroll down. The one at the bottom right. It's barely being... No.
Sorry.
That's amazing.
It's being kind of covered up.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
Give me a second. I'll look for it.
Yeah, Eaten Alive. It's
Eaten Alive movie nude.
So essentially, they stop at this place, and it's this creepy, like, weird Creole dude who's like, yeah, just you're safe here, whatever. And really, you know, there's a giant... monster.
Sorry, some of these images just caught me off guard.
Alligator, crocodile.
Like, what's going on?
What
I can't
happening?
Show it because there's nudity.
Mine's
in these
just posters.
Here, scroll down and I'll see if I can find it because I think it's the one at the bottom, the two bottom middle ones. That it was the pose that just like really set us off.
I don't think I can show it. Hold on, actually, let me see.
I don't know why.
That's fucking hilarious.
Open image in new tab.
There it is.
God, what's so weird about this is you would never know this is about alligators.
Nope. Yeah, no. It was just like this crazy dude.
From the director. of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's amazing.
It was really bad. I was like, why did we go out to the stupid indie movie, like horror
Weird
night,
Wednesday.
You know? Yeah.
Terror Tuesday.
That's exactly what it was. It was one of those things.
I see them all the time. Whenever I'm at Alamo, which is often, right, whenever I'm there and I'm seeing it on the screen for Terror Tuesday or Weird Wednesday, I'm like, if I lived close.
Hell yeah.
Every time, yeah.
But it's like on the idea of like, oh, I got to go the 20 minutes to get over here to do the thing.
Anytime those movie theaters have the like, oh, well, not only like we're bringing back whatever this movie, I feel like it's never worth it. I've never had an experience where I've watched an old movie and then just been like, oh, that was a good call. Halfway through, I'm always like, this isn't how I want to be watching this movie right now. You're just spending way too much money on shit that you didn't want.
That I don't mind. I'm just talking about the weird one. I like going to see Ghostbusters in any movie theater. That's great. Alamo, yeah. Monster Squad in Alamo, I loved. I went and saw Ghostbusters this weekend with a live orchestra.
How was that?
That's awesome. Different. That's cool.
Thank you.
But that's adding something.
You know what I regret, Kevin? I regret not going to Saving Private Ryan the day that it re-aired at Alamo. Because Saving Private Ryan is just one of my favorite movies.
Did you see that in the theaters?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did with my parents.
Fuck.
I just remember being there like, oh, my God, I'm a child, and this is horrifying.
Dude.
I should be here.
I saw that movie twice. I saw it once in the theater, I think, with my parents, and then I took my girlfriend to see it, which was a bad idea. Because afterward, I was like, what did you think? And she was crying and, like, shaking. She was like, that was one of the most, like, fucking insane movies I've ever seen in my life.
My
and I
was back
like,
was just tense.
Okay, you don't want to make out.
Like, yeah, yeah. You want to go to Baskin Robbins?
Yeah.
I want to make out with you, but I just can't stop thinking about the guy picking up his arm. Like,
or
the
guy
the
that
battlefield.
Goes, shh, shh, as he's being stabbed to the heart.
Saying the fucking, like, that yeah.
My God, that scene haunts me.
That's awful. That's a good movie, though, dude. Great movie. How was Ghostbusters?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I never seen it before. It was real good.
Yeah.
Nah, I know. Okay. Yeah, the 70s stuff was great. It was really, really cool to see them do it live.
Is the new one coming out next year?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Wait, are you watching, or did you watch it was that Davey Symphony Hall?
Yep.
Oh, it's fucking
That's
great.
Where I saw Zelda. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
I've wanted to go to some of those for so long, and I just always forget. I drive by the sign, and I'm like, oh, and then by the time I'm a block.
Oh, aren't they doing Metal Gear soon?
Dropped it. I don't know, are they?
I think they're doing a Metal Gear one there.
Are they doing that? They got to just play through the game?
Yeah.
Now the problem with a lot of the video game ones, though, is it's bullshit. Where it's like there's like just MIDI music playing, and then they're just like backing up the stuff.
Oh,
so it's like you need to make sure that you're doing
the Zelda one.
Zelda one's great because that one's legit. The Disney World's, the Final Fantasy one's legit. Like there's good ones, and then there's a bunch that are just like
Zelda one made me cry.
Yeah, but you know what he's talking about, though, right? Like they get a move, they get the print of the movie without the soundtrack, and the orchestra plays it live as the movie's happening.
Oh, I didn't know they were actually doing. I thought it was just the music of Ghostbusters.
No, yeah, you watch the movie, and it's like ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. It's real. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Like,
that's cool.
Orchestra.
That's really cool.
Elmer Bernstein's son, who like worked
that's
on with it,
fucking awesome.
Who worked Did on it with it? His dad? He's the one who's conducting.
Shut.
Yeah.
The front door.
And beforehand,
come on inside.
They did a Q&A with him and Ivan Reitman. So Ivan was there too.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Bay Area Ghostbusters were outside too. Never seen them before, never heard of them before. They got some work to do in that car. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like, I'm a purist when it comes to the Ecto-1. All right. Man, make it look exactly like the Ecto-1. Don't take liberties with it.
Do you have images?
They have a Facebook page and everything in there. I think it's Bay Area GB, GB Bay Area.
Here's a question.
Aren't you a Bay Area?
Hold on. What before movie? You do that, also, the Hispanic heartthrob, Andy Cortez.
Hey, guys.
And Forbes, 30 under 30, a.k.a. the best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
Let's see most.
Of course, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four best friends gather around this table, each bringing their lives to talk to you about it and everything that goes along with it. If you like that and us, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Toss us a few bucks to help keep the dream alive. Of course, you can get the show there ad-free. You can get it with a pre- and post-show, the pre-show. Not all about, but very much about that there Irishman.
It's a hearse.
The Watchman.
Yeah, someone's wife has to deal with that being in their fucking like driveway.
You can also get it live while we record it. See it before everybody else, all that jazz. If you got no bucks to toss our way, you can go to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every Friday when the show posts no pre and post show with advertisements for your pleasure.
I'm ready to talk about Mandalorian Episode 4, guys.
Thank you to our Patreon producer, you piece of garbage, Cameron Regan. And today we're brought to you by Movement Hymns and Felix Gray, but I'll talk to you about that later. For now, Tim, what did you have to say?
Before I get to that, Kev, that picture you brought up.
Throw it back up, yeah. It's just, I don't want to stop in the middle of the show to talk about this. And again, I'm not talking trash in the Bay Area Ghostbusters.
Sounds like
they
he,
have.
Sounds like he is, Kevin. Yeah.
They have
that's
an Ecto-1.
A lot of trash.
That's a lot further than I got with my dreams of an Ecto-1. You know what I mean? But again,
yeah, but
come on.
Here's how this would go.
Come on.
You'd buy all the pieces, and then you'd make poor Kevin put it together for you. And then Jen would be like, well, you don't have any place to park this. And you're like, I can park it by the park. And then a bum would like break into it and live in it, and you would never – you're not very confrontational, so you would never kick it out.
I'm not confrontational.
Only in movie theaters when people are
and trust me,
being
if,
loud.
If I have an Ecto-1 and Cool Greg gets within 10 feet of it, there's going to be conversations about what can and can't happen to this car. Because I have that fucking marker. He'll be all set to do things, and I won't have it 1 second.
That's fair.
Because the plan I always talked about, right, is clearly one day I'm going to need to get a car. It's going to happen again, right? Yeah, and when that happens, yeah, no, 100% Ecto-1. There's three options in front of us. And yes.
You want to move to, like, Daly City?
Do I want to move to Daly City? Like, to live there?
Yeah.
I'm not against it. I mean, no is my first reaction. I like my place a lot right now. But like, if that's where I got to go one day, or that's how the cards fall. Why? You want to move to Daly City? Are you asking me to move in with you?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What if we buy a house and we split it between you, me, Jen, and Lucy?
Cool.
Okay, cool. All right. That's
you want to move to Nick? Nick just wants to be a part of it.
I don't even want to be in this. I just want an invite so I can say no.
There's cool. Three options for Greg Miller when cars come around.
Yeah.
All right? Number one.
Yeah. Ecto-1.
We go full in.
Mm-hmm.
We go get the Miller Meteorite combination 1959 hearse ambulance that you know and love. The Ecto-1, of course, right? We restore it. We pimp it out. It's amazing. Everybody's happy. That's it right there. Good job, Kevin. Number two.
Everyone's happy.
We buy a Tesla of some kind.
We're
right?
all happy.
Everybody likes Teslas.
You
seems like
truck?
They're cool. No, I don't want a Cybertruck. The window's broke.
That fucking truck is ugly as shit.
Guys, it looks so cool.
And then,
did you hear why the window broke, though?
No.
Really quickly?
Sure, no, I didn't know.
So they did it in the reverse order that they should have done it. He was like, somebody replied to Elon Musk about the window. Like, oh, and some other guy said, yeah. You probably should have thrown the thing at the window first before hitting it with a hammer.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So the
hit it with a hammer, you're definitely
glass,
compromising the integrity.
The glass underneath the door, like, kind of shattered and broke, like, when they hit it with a hammer, and then they threw the glass ball, but and by then the integrity was gone.
They also have footage of before they did the presentation throwing the metal balls at the glass. So there's also – they're also saying it could have put fractures on there.
It definitely did.
Yeah.
It definitely compromised. Yeah.
So but here's so number one, we get an Ecto-1. All right, problems there. The Ecto is a big car. We're in SF. That's gonna be hard to park. Okay,
well, finding parts for it might be a little hard too. That was
no, that's easy.
I don't know if they're gonna have a lot of those
cake.
Left.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Number two,
I'll stand.
We get a Tesla of some kind, right?
That's a smart
I have not looked into the Tesla at all. All right, here we go. This is it. This is
yeah, I saw this. But was that the same window?
This is the same window.
Why would they use
that
same window?
They thought it was good. They're like, oh, we figured it out.
This is how,
maybe
this how
guys,
you learn?
I would have been like, okay, now replace that window with something stronger. Let's
steal. Tesla of some kind, right? Electric car, save the environment, whatever.
What
that's
is
cool.
Number three.
Number three.
1989
get,
Batmobile.
No, that's also cool. I do like that a little
bit.
Number three, get a four-door white Mini Cooper. And paint that to look like the Ecto-1.
Oh, that would be cute as shit.
I can park it everywhere I want.
I'm gonna. Say
I'd have. I would have put
Miller driving this
and
thing.
I've been
one of the largest human beings I know.
You're fucking Hodor.
Steimer had a Cooper for forever.
You're fucking Hodor.
And I drove it all the time, and I thought it was a lovely car, and I liked it quite a bit. All right. And so now if I put four doors and
but
I make it look like
none
Ecto-1,
of that is
look.
It,
you're already seeing it here. People are already working on it, right?
Here's
like
what
I want to again. I want it to look more accurate than that, but I understand what they're working.
That's cute.
I'm sorry. Hold on. NickScarpino.com. I saw your hand go up.
You
I appreciate that.
100% get a vinyl wrap for whatever Mini Cooper you want to get to make
sure.
It look like that. Remember Bernie's Tesla?
Yeah.
That's vinyl wrapped. That shit's cheap as fuck.
Sure.
You get $1,500, probably wrap that thing.
But I don't. If I get it white, I don't need it to be vinyl wrapped. I just put the logos on the side. We paint the.
Yeah,
I don't want real fins, just the
thing. Well, you don't have to paint anything. You can literally do vinyl for all of it. And that
you
way,
don't
if you
want
ever,
real fins.
If you ever want to resell it.
I don't want to put. Kevin, scroll back up. Like, I think what they're working with here with like that stuff
that
there.
Great.
That's, yeah, that's all I need.
Yeah,
I'm not
cool
getting nuts
shit.
About it.
So what is it that you're saying that like you want to be accurate? What?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, oh, so like on this one here, I'm not a big fan of those black dots on the hood or on the lower level there. That detail, I'm not a big thing on. I don't appreciate the black top there. I'm not horribly. Go to the first one, right? Like here, this is just too busy. First off, look at these yellow things up there. Right, the yellow bins up there. Clearly, they're not functional and they're not doing anything.
What's in there?
If I'm either going,
water.
If I'm going full tilt and putting shit on top of that, I'm doing. It looks like go to the Wizard World Comic Con one there, fourth over top row.
Top right.
Top row. That's 3, 4. There we go. Like that one looks like they're actually getting legit shit on there, right? You got the blaster on top.
Colors off,
there.
Bro.
Looks like.
Well, I'm talking about the top. I'm mixing matching here, or I don't do it at all, which is my other thought, right? Where I have it and I do all the stuff to the body, but I don't put the rack in.
Yeah,
the right.
I say Disney bounding for your car.
Sure. Okay. Fair.
I say you don't put the stuff on the rack on the top because people are gonna fuck with that.
Well, here's my problem in general. People are gonna fuck with it no matter what.
Mm-hmm. They are going to, but if you just. Here, okay, was what we'll do.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm listening.
You paint, we'll get you vinyl for all the decals except for the ghost. Mm-hmm. So when you park it, we'll make that a magnet. You know how they do like the, and you just take it off the car.
Sure.
Walk in with you.
That's too much.
And then I when just you feel like I'm half assing it.
Yeah.
You put it back
on. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to whole ass it. And then, because like I just got to park it underground. And then it's the concern of, yeah, when I go somewhere and have to park it in the street, Cool Greg and his buddies walk by and they're like, I want to put a mustache on it.
I'm going to bomb this, bro.
They're not going to tag cars.
Cool Greg.
Cool Greg's friends won't tag. There's rules to the tag.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, you don't tag.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Cool Greg.
Yeah, that type of personal property.
They tag a muni.
Straight up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what scares me.
Yeah, the muni's the man. Fuck them. Fuck muni.
Yeah.
Fuck
them. I say that Greg wears a chess piece that's metal, like you were mentioning earlier. You take off the magnet.
Shit.
Bam, wow. You wear it during the day.
Man, you're really about that.
You got somewhere to store it, at least. You know? Yeah.
And then I thought about it, too, though, is the fact that I think this would be awesome. Obviously, you guys would think it'd be awesome. You're telling me you're not going to have a fun time driving around?
I think this is a great idea.
It would be like the double. It would be the double dipping for Kind of Funny Best Friends.
Mm-hmm. It's very
they come by to get their photo outside the office. They get the photo with my Ecto-1, right? And they move on with their lives. The problem becomes, though, when I have a kid. And when the kid is young, they probably think this is awesome, right? But then when I start dropping them off at school, maybe they don't think it's awesome.
Yeah,
they
think it's not awesome no matter what car you have. That's just fucking good work.
But I stand by the fact that that's that kid's first car no matter what.
Oh, sure, yeah. We keep it alive.
You got 7 years until you're dropping them off.
Sure, school. I'll probably total it by then.
Or get another car, the practical car, you know?
Yeah.
You
buy a
unit. I mean, this is a four-door car. It's pretty practical.
Eventually, Greg, best of every world,
Tesla painted like this. That's a better idea.
The Tesla body just doesn't. Can I see a Tesla?
No, you could get the white Tesla
is hot.
Show me a white Tesla.
What's
white
the Tesla's the one with the doors that go up? You can get one of those.
It's a DeLorean. Those Model don't exist
X.
anymore.
No, he's talking about the Model X.
Model X. Yeah.
Those are cool. You can get
We're
that. That would look
Model
like
Model 3,
it.
Right? That's what it's.
I mean,
white Model
any,
3.
Yeah. God, look at it.
It's cool.
Sexy.
It's a cool car.
Yeah, that's sexy. But it doesn't have the body shape in any way of an Ecto.
Is it sexy?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Cooper.
The Mini Cooper does.
If you the Mini Cooper cut off. If 7/8 of it.
If you take the Ecto-1, that's Yoda. And if you take the Mini Cooper, that's Baby Yoda.
Okay.
Kev.
Okay.
Give me a right Tesla the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I bet there
or
is.
Or Tesla Ecto-1.
See, that right there would look dope as a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, because here's the thing, Greg.
You can take it off.
You're gonna have maybe another dog by then. You're going to have a kid maybe by then. Yes. You're going to need a bigger vehicle, you know?
These are big vehicles.
It's going to be a big kid.
This is a kid.
You know? It's going to be a big kid for sure.
That kid's going to be 8 feet tall out of the womb.
Yeah, give me Tesla Ecto-1. See what I got here.
Now, the problem that I want to present to you, though, Greg.
Yeah, sure. I'm listening.
Is that the more attention you bring to yourself, the more trouble you're going to get into. No. Both people fucking with your car and the popo. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, the popo
and the
love
people
me.
That are like the street cleaning motherfuckers, like you park somewhere, you're going to remember. They're going to remember
totally.
You forever.
Yeah.
That then you become a problem. You got to get a car that blends in, and then you're not going
to... Trust me, Greg Miller's never blended in. He's going to stand out. That's my thing. You know what I mean?
I love this idea so much.
I'm telling you, man, the Mini Cooper four-door white with Ecto-1 shit on it, I think it's the way to go.
I think if we can find you a Mini Cooper that's 2 or 3 years used...
What?
I say...
Why would he
I don't want to use? I don't want somebody could have fucking killed a kid in the back of that thing. I don't want that. If a kid's getting killed, then it's mine.
You're going to buy a brand new Mini Cooper.
Yeah, why not?
Don't do that. Buy a Tesla.
I want to talk about the Cybertruck.
Can I get a Tesla for the same price as a Mini Cooper?
No, not even.
I don't know how much cars cost.
I don't know how much.
As someone who hasn't driven a car,
I feel like a Mini Cooper is not a good investment.
Not a good investment.
The cheap Teslas are what? $30,000?
$35,000.
Yeah, something like that.
How much is it? Right off the lot right now, brand new Mini Cooper.
Can we tap an MSRP Mini Cooper?
No way, really?
Yeah, I think a Mini Cooper would be like 15.
15, four-door, brand new.
15K?
Yeah, you can get a Nissan Versa.
Yeah, I mean,
brand
he's
new
not
going to
get the base model. You want to go a little. Sure.
Let's type in a top
I
of
want
line
air
Mini Cooper.
I want air conditioner.
Top of the line Mini Cooper leather
seats.
There
we go. We're on the Mini Cooper website here.
Build and
let's fucking build one.
Let's build one.
Bring it up. Let's do it.
Yes. Let's start with.
Am I about about to buy a Mini Cooper?
Oh, wait, Kev, okay, Kev.
Kevin's
going to
go.
Go
do you have the company card?
We got to go 228 horsepower.
No, no, we want hard top four-door.
Oh, yeah.
And we want four-door, yes.
Oh, these are more expensive.
Well, 189 horsepower. We're not fucking with 134.
All right, so it starts at 24.9 or 28.9.
I was way
off. You want to go fast or you want to be a fucking, like, child?
I'm never going to take it to 129, let alone 145.
Yeah, but you put people in. You're going to want that torque.
Oh, yeah, so the cheapest one looks like 23,000.
I was way off.
This is the online 13. Thing. You're going to get it cheaper at the lot.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. So I just watched. Sure. I legitimately just saw a commercial that was like, buy a new Nissan Versa for 15K. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the car I used to drive before. I have the Honda right now. And everything was manual in that goddamn car. Manual windows. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, but this is 2019. Nothing's manual anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they don't sell cars with
my Nissan windows. Versa was 2017.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Ryanair.
I feel like we should do this.
When did you get your other car?
Right now. I bought the
Civic. We think we put Greg's card on it right now and pre-order this thing.
I say we do it.
I had the Nissan Versa for like 6 months, Kevin, before I got the Civic and moved over here.
Shit.
So are we going classic, signature, or iconic?
Well, classic. He doesn't need more anything.
Well, hold on. What's
the benefit? We'll look at the things, each one, all right? You got panoramic roof.
Don't care.
Heated seats are good.
I want it.
Butt warmers are good.
LEDs, 16-inch
headlamps, tail lamps, 16-inch alloys. Come on, bro, you want those? Yeah.
Well, so my question becomes: what I want to look over now at Iconic. It says connected navigation plus with Apple CarPlay.
Need CarPlay.
I just need a USB. I just
CarPlay
need a USB.
Is great,
also, all that can
you want
be added
CarPlay, but you can add it after.
And you want leather? It's never hot.
I go signature. We're doing signature.
You don't need the 17,
but I want it white.
16s on that car is fine.
Change it to white, Kevin.
White, Kevin. I don't want this. Orange.
Hold on. Let me see what's the
that's a silver, Kevin. Yeah, that's a silver.
Yeah. He's checking. I appreciate him being.
It's like a cream.
This isn't white. This is cream.
Yeah, yeah, but again, that has that ecto. Stuff. It has that ecto cream to it.
Yeah,
which
yeah, you're right.
Gobble,
yeah.
Gobble. You
it
know
looks.
What I mean?
It's a patina cream. You know,
gobble,
gobble,
patina
white.
Because I was gobbling the cream.
Gobble, gobble, motherfuckers. Oh. All right, now here's what I'm saying.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Now, can we look at the Ecto-1 and see if the mirrors are painted white? Because we might need the mirrors. Are they silver?
Yeah.
But you got to paint those mirrors white then.
No, again, I don't mind iterating a bit.
Right.
I just don't want to drift as far as the Bay Area Ghostbusters.
The roof has to be white,
I hope the
though.
Bay Area Ghostbusters pull up your Instagram when you get this car.
You just fucking rip me apart of their podcast. I'm not ripping apart. I thought about looking into joining, but
you got to have that. You got to have that.
You think full on white
yes.
like that?
Well, the top, it's white.
Well, here's my thing. Do it
the
again.
The Ecto-1. I mean, it's hideous. I would rather be black. I like
see, I think you have to do, especially, like, right now, let's work on the assumption.
Mini Cooper sucks. We should build a smart car.
Huh?
The smart car is the one that I'm thinking of where you you always see them memeing out the smart cars where they make it look like the old little
play school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, just Ecto-1 has, it's all white.
I'm just pulling this up for, which one do
that's
you want to use as a comparison?
The, white, the one the you're on is fine. The one you're on is fine.
Wait, the white roof
great.
Is perfect.
That's here's my thing about it. Bring it back over. Now, here's what I'm saying, though, is we have to make, right now, for the purposes of this podcast, mm-hmm. what we are doing is building an Ecto-1 we will do nothing with except paint fins on and put the ghost no ghost logo on.
Okay.
So with that said, I think you have to go with a black top if we're not going to put stuff on top of it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Not.
Because look at it.
Right.
It looks
it's not,
naked.
It's not
it looks
good.
Naked
but you're
right
not
now.
Envisioning
what are you
it with the red.
About?
If I was going to put the lights on it, if I was going to put the ladder on it, then I think the white makes sense.
You're missing the point. I can have Andy spend hours designing you the top of it. And we'll vinyl wrap it so it looks like it's all that shit's up
Why
there.
Why are you obsessed with vinyl wrapping?
I just want to wrap it.
It's,
so bad.
It's perfect with the white roof, Greg. Like
perfect?
When Nick or when Kevin hit the white to make the
Made
roof
sense,
white,
right?
I was like, oh my God, I see it now.
I want one.
I see it.
I want Greg to have one.
Yeah.
If we get the option, are you going to add rails on the top just in case?
Yes.
You want
rails. I can put rails on the top?
I don't know that you can.
Let's get to the wheels,
with
Kevin.
With a lot of cars, you can, though.
Let's go.
For now.
Kevin,
wait, what is back? Go back. There's a bang of the... No, don't hit the back. There you go. Perfect.
Kevin, go to additional options. It might be a ski rack.
See, now here's my problem. One of my big problems with... I have thought this through quite a bit.
It's so ugly.
It's horrible. Look at the knobs. I love these knobs.
Oh, I love... You don't like that?
The knobs aren't what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the fucking fishbowl that's in the middle of it.
I think it's red.
I'm like, which one's the steering wheel?
Which one shows me how many midi chlorines?
Kevin, show me the back again.
That's what it looked like.
See, this is my big problem with it, of course, is that everybody thinks of the Ecto-1, that's right? Mm-hmm. You think of the fins, you think of the logos and the doors, you think of the logo on the back. And where the Mini Cooper is and the license plate holder is, I can't center a no ghost logo there, which breaks my heart.
Why don't you put on the bumper?
Nick.
You want a black roof, Greg. I gave up on your vision a long time
ago. Here's what I'll say. You put the logo underneath the license plate.
It's too small.
What, look, let me see what this logo is. What does it look like? Yeah, you take that logo, you put huge as fuck, and the license plate's over it.
Just every one of these images.
You put the sticker underneath, and you put the license plate over it.
Mm-hmm. They all have white roofs.
That way when the cops come...
I'm not arguing that it has a white roof.
I don't know why you...
Arguing that if we're not going to put anything on top of the white roof, the black will distract more from this naked, hairless Ecto-1.
It won't look like Ecto-1 that has a black roof.
It'll be the equivalent of putting like an Autobot symbol on a piece of shit car. Yeah. Where it's just like, oh, I guess this guy likes Transformers, as opposed to that's a fucking Transformer. Yeah. You want this thing to be that's a fucking Ecto-1, not like this guy likes Ghostbusters.
Kevin, I need you to save me a few $1,000s. Get the sunroof out of the fucking thing. Do it white. We'll put lights on it.
You definitely don't need a sunroof.
Once we do this, Kevin, you're gonna need to Google San Francisco laws on lights on top of your car. Because I think I got to cover them. I've looked into this in Illinois. I never looked into it.
You definitely can't put a sticker on your car that says police. I know that much.
I know from
experience.
So now this is... Okay, so yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, son.
So now this is without the bell. We got to add the bells and whistles as we go, right?
That's a doable thing.
Show me the back end. Do I get a cheat? No, it's still the same thing.
You have a little tapita.
But here's what I'm saying. Sure.
I'm sorry. Well, what do you have the problem with?
We can cover that whole backup.
I want to put the No Ghost logo right where it says Mini Hardtop 4 Roar Mini logo.
Yeah, you can do that.
There's supposed to be a No Ghost logo there.
What about the license plate?
Is that right?
Well, the license plate.
Well, I mean, on the Ecto-1, not on this thing.
Oh, I see. You're talking about.
Again, offensively, you're looking at the 18 Ghostbusters car and trying to base decisions off that. I'm not a fan of that, Kevin.
But happy?
There you go. See?
You rather me look at this toy?
Yes, it would be better. Okay, that would, because that's the car we're trying to build here. All right?
Now, I feel like this started off as a good
idea. How willing are you to.
Which part?
It's kind of funny.
All right, go to wheels. Yeah, now see, we're gonna have to get custom wheels because I need that.
Those are sick, nasty.
I need those white walls, though. I need white walls on this.
With those wheels, it looks like you should be driving across a snowy landscape in a Lexus commercial. And they're like, "Why is this Mini Cooper in this Lexus commercial?
Get the fuck out of here!
Why is this Ecto-1 Mini Cooper here?"
So wait, what rims look closest to the ones that are?
I would say these here, probably the solid thing.
Those are. I don't even.
No, hit the ones you were on.
We're gonna have to get some customers.
Add the car. Now go up and click the ones above them.
It won't let me.
Why is this add a car?
Oh, sorry, I didn't see that. Yeah.
You goof.
Yeah, I mean, those are the cheapest rims that it comes with, so there you go.
See, I want the white walls. We're gonna
on the interior, see if there's an option with Dan Aykroyd being inside of the car.
I just got to buy a thing of Crystal Head Vodka.
This we wrap up with tape, spray paint it, done.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Fair, done.
Oh, done.
We
can do the vinyl wrap.
Next, the interior. Interior.
I was going to throw out the
interior I don't care about, really. Like, right? Well, I want heated seats, of course.
You can actually get custom rims. If you wanted to, that the white wall is built into the rim, so you can get a lower profile tire, but it makes it look like one of those big fat dog tires.
Yeah, we want that. We want that.
Yeah, they do them on custom.
Can you put me in touch with your tire guy?
Let's skip interior.
I can get that for you.
Yeah, interior guy. Who the fuck cares what it looks like?
I mean,
like
the rest of it, I don't even think matters.
No, I want it. Well, no, because we started here. How much is it going to cost? That's where this all began.
You need,
I need the double clutch transmission.
When you want to get to the ghost faster.
How the fuck am I not going to drive without a 7-speed
transmission? It's not a manual.
Click whatever. Keep
I like
going.
How they're giving you these options. There's no options. What
well, I mean, right now I don't have that. Right?
See if you can get a roof rack.
Mini click 6 drive system universal cold. What the fuck's saving me?
Click.
We don't need it.
Additional options. We don't need it.
All right, here we are. Sirius satellite. No.
Exterior details. You're on a Union Jack.
Bike rack. Blackjack side scuttle.
The bottom
bike
left.
Rack. Bike rack prep.
Oh, fuck.
Where is it?
Bike rack prep.
God, it's just.
Yes.
Oh, shit, son.
You fucking just roof saw it, didn't you? System. You didn't believe in us.
There's three different options. Let's see which one's best. Oh, there's even more.
So it's an addition. So you can just get the roof
racks. That's nasty.
We have options, guys.
And then you can add this different shit afterwards.
Oh, you know, that's nice. Oh. But that's going to get, someone's going to fuck with that.
Wait, what can I put in that thing?
Oh, you can put, it's like a suitcase.
Oh, really?
Yeah, neat. You just put shit in it.
And they have black ones.
That's sick.
See, now, put one of them on. Let me see what it looks like.
Wrap that fucking thing.
Shit, Nick.
Imagine if we can make it red. That'd be so cool.
It's so funny that you can't zoom out. You know, it's just chopped
off. Oh, you can only zoom in?
That's weird.
What if you do the control Z thing that you do sometimes?
No.
That you do sometimes.
Yeah, this is really bad.
What about the bike rack prep? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, is that for the back of it?
Yeah, it looks like it goes below.
Those are the rails that it actually sits on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need that.
No, that says roof rails.
Wait, you're saying this one?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, what's that thing do? I want to see all these options.
It looks like it might be on the back by the license plate.
Yeah, let's remove everything. Let's just start over.
Oh, yeah, it might be in the back. You're right.
Oh, it's a bike thing. Like you put it on the back like a...
No, it didn't do anything either.
Like a tow hook or something? Or a tow hitch? Well, either way, I think we got
hold on.
For sure, Kev, we like those
get
cute
your
little...
Yeah, yeah, it's something for your back.
You don't want that shit.
No, we don't want that.
But I ride a bike.
Yeah, but you're not going to ride it, you know.
You can't ride a bike and drive a car at the same time, Greg. Don't be silly.
Do you want to get the sports antenna to make it easier for shit?
Let me look at it.
I don't like that.
No, I don't. I like the tall one because it needs to look like Ghostbusters.
It does.
Stuff,
I like
know?
Tall one. Sure. Maybe we should, Kevin. Maybe we should give him that bike thing because he does ride a bike a lot with his weird helmet.
I don't like it. It's such a funny looking helmet.
I love it. It keeps me from getting run over, just like this car will.
Keep that on there because I feel like that's just like a and didn't they have a thing with the door swing like this?
Yeah,
yeah. So
I feel
that.
Like this is an attachment that like lets you put on a bike rack.
Rear mount. All right,
fine.
Rack.
Fuck it. I don't want it.
Get yeah,
it.
That maybe. Is what that yeah, is. Bike maybe. Rack and bike sold separately. All
right, so now put the things on. I didn't love the box. I love the rails.
Get the rails.
Give me the roof rails, but not
the
box.
Rails? Okay.
Put on that bike rack prep.
I like that a lot. Yeah, and then give me the support system, right? The crossbars.
Yeah.
Roof.
Oh, you want the okay.
Yeah, gotta have it.
Got it.
Right? Yeah, that
that's
looks
cool.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, we're getting there. That's
yeah,
cool.
Okay. Review and save.
I like it.
Wait, do we really want to save it?
27K?
I don't think it actually like fucking takes 10% down. I think you're okay, Kev.
Kevin's like, oh, I need my card.
As configured, 26,766.
Man, this computer's going to get fed so many Mini Cooper ads.
Now, here's what I'm saying. That's going to get up to 30 with all the stupid shit that they try to buy.
That's going
to
come down if they want me to get it.
So here's
what
they do.
They better fucking be ready to bargain.
You bring Kevin.
How many times do I have to tweet about your Mini Cooper store, sir?
You bring Kevin, you bring Tim.
Oh, God.
Now, Tim will call 15 other dealerships
and
find you better prices. And Kevin will just go around.
God, look at how beautiful
Kevin.
Just imagine.
And eventually.
Screenshot. Or actually, you know what? Everybody who's talented, I need you right now. This is so everybody who's watching and talented, and this is for when it goes up on Friday too. Screenshot this and then do it. Put the No Ghost logo
details,
on the side.
Yeah.
Put the red. The
give me
red.
A mock-up.
Oh,
I want a mock-up.
God. So you know what? And here's the other thing. Oh, I can't do it. I guess.
Thanks, Kev. Give them
the options. Good job, Kev.
Yep,
good job, Kev.
Yep, take your time.
Here's what I'd like to see, audience. While you do this,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Ignore that.
And I know Tim's mad at me for making a few liberties with the fucking thing, right? You know what I mean? Put. Oh, give me one version with the No Ghost logo on the hood as well. Because that is something that's done often in the cartoons. And since I can't have it on the back, I'd like to see it.
I just
want to see it.
I'm with Tim on this, okay? Because you spent a solid 5 minutes eviscerating the San Francisco Ghostbusters. And now you want a fucking decal on the hood?
How far are they falling?
I'm just saying, if we're out there experimenting. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably go to a body shop and have them, like, remove this and, like, fill it in somehow.
Yeah.
And then
I mean,
it'd just be...
I think, too, like, you know, for the logistics of it, probably where the Mini Cooper logo is there in the center, you put a little No Ghost logo. That'd be cute.
That'd be cute.
Yeah,
that's
cute.
Yeah. What I'm saying is you could easily pop that off. That you can have a body shop pop that off spray white.
Sure.
And then you put a big logo on it, but it just goes into the inlet, and then you put the license plate
on
it.
What about on the gas cap?
I'm saying?
On the gas cap. It's like a circle.
Well, there's already one. There's already one on the door.
Let everyone just put stickers on this car.
I say one big one here. You know?
Yeah, that's good. I think that would work. But I think you got to spray paint that white. Yeah,
spray paint it the same. Not white. The same color as the car.
The creamy, whatever the hell that thing is. Yeah, we can get that done. That Mini Cooper color is easy. It's like a stock color.
Well, if we're gonna leave again, there's gonna be some.
In fact, you can take all that stuff out.
Just talk Tim off the ledge here. There's gonna be some liberties need to be taken, right?
That's fair.
Okay.
If that's the case, that's a different vision then.
Okay.
That's where it's like what looks the dopest.
Pretty much the same though.
Not what's the most faithful.
Okay.
You know?
That's fair. All right. Do you want to shake hands on
it? Dope
factor. Shake hands on
it. Hell yeah.
Now, are you going to do some aftermarket red shit?
You have to.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about. I want that. I want that. The Finn, the other Mini Cooper had it when you Googled it.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's see what the audience comes.
Yeah,
up.
Audience, give me some mock-ups here. You know what I mean? Let's see what's up.
I want to see like a red, like instead of the.
If you can
the
do
line,
it too, get
the quarter panels red.
Get a white Tesla. Show me what those mock-ups would look
I
like.
I want to see the Tesla
I mean?
With the Ghostbusters. Yeah. Let's do that.
All I right. want this so.
Thanks,
bad.
Thanks, guys, for helping me.
Anyway, back to the Cybertruck, real quick. Like me and Kevin were kind of arguing about it. All right. And Kevin's absolutely like smitten with this damn truck.
Of course he is. This truck's supposed to be like indestructible. And
now
Kevin drives like there's no tomorrow.
I like, there's a part of me that likes it.
Kevin
right?
drove without brakes for a solid 2 months.
Yeah.
And I was like, how are you stopping? And he's like, that's what trees are for.
There's a part of me that likes it a lot, but I wish, you know, on this, where they went full 10. They went from 0 to 10 all the way to cyberpunk future. Like, they went all the way. I wish they would have gone to, like, an 8.
Yeah.
and met somewhere in the middle. You know?
Can't do that, though. That's not how you make change happen. Change, you need to have this moment, and then everyone's going to iterate, and it's going to come down and meet somewhere.
Yeah, that worked out real well for John DeLorean.
That was a cool, that's still DeLorean. A cool car to this day.
Yeah, if you can find him, because he went broke as fuck and then to jail for
he would always
cocaine.
Take the car. He took the car to Rooster Teeth. I remember seeing it on the in the parking lot.
DeLorean?
Is this yeah. the that's concept cool. you were talking about?
No. There's a concept that they were sort of teasing of what the Tesla pickup truck could be. And I, the top right, very, very top right.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And
cool.
I thought, see, that's
that
cool.
Like from RoboCop.
And I wish they had met somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, that's too prototype, like never going to come out.
Yeah.
But the one that they have right now is like someone drew it once and Elon Musk was like, yeah, that's the one. And
yeah.
They're like, no, this is just a mock-up real quick on a fucking napkin.
I love it.
Like, and
it's so cool and so different than what's available now. I think, and like that was by design, you know? Like this is nothing out there is like this, and this is so cool looking.
It's cool. Like
also,
from,
they made an ATV. You know,
from the front view, I think it's super cool looking. And then once it gets around to the side, that's when I start disliking it. But from
have you seen it?
Whenever
in black?
They showed it at the front, like
is it coming?
You know what it reminds me of? Here, go to the bottom right. The front black view that right there. Like I think that looks
that
so
looks like Knight Rider.
Well, they did sort of like Photoshop.
It looks like Wraith.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Photoshop reasons.
Yeah.
Who's Wraith?
There's a movie called Wraith starring Charlie Sheen back in the day where he dies, then comes back as the Wraith and hunts people down.
Did you ever watch The Chase where he has sex with a girl while he's running from the cops?
What a great movie, dude.
Driving from the cops?
Great movie.
Holds her up with a butter.
You know what's fucking crazy is we're going to see this on the streets.
I cannot wait.
How long?
They said pre-orders don't really necessarily mean a whole lot because you put down $100 or whatever. But I think they're at like 250,000.
Yeah, but there's
like
how much
is
going to be a fraction of that.
I think it's 40.
Buy that car.
Yeah, 40 is the baseline.
Are you kidding me? This thing's going to sell out.
A pre-order? No, I'm a fraction of the 200,000 people that put the pre-order.
Got
it. But
I
actually get one.
But like, I think it's
how many people
are
going to wait like 2 years? They're just like, fuck it, I'm going to take my. It's $100. That's the point he's making.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But the thing
is,
it's going to look.
These are going to be on the streets, and then in 2 years, and then in 4 years, they're going to be all over the fucking place. Like, think about Teslas. It's insane.
It's going to look super
you
fucking dorky.
You can't go
dorky.
Out without seeing five of them on the way
I
home.
Know, I mean, that's the thing.
It's going to look really dorky when you put the side view mirrors on it.
Oh, you mean the safety things, like all the lights that have to go on the truck and all that
like,
stuff?
No, like the actual side mirrors.
No,
like,
I mean, and also the turn lights and the actual headlamps and all the brakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, but those could be all integrated into the system it has now.
I think it's actually going to make it look better. Because I think what you're responding to right now is there's
like I love
it's
this
too
view.
Flat.
So I think cool. It looks so cool right there.
I think once they have to put the actual because you have to have by law the little turn signals on the sides, little lights that bleep when you're turning.
Yeah, but they've combined
turn signals on the back and all that stuff.
They've combined them so that like a lot of cars have now gotten rid of the yellow.
Oh, so it's in the light itself.
Yeah, which kind of sucks. Well, no, instead they have like flashing red. For a right indicator instead of a yellow light that flashes?
It's against the law to not have lights on your mirrors?
No, it's not.
No, but there are like state laws and where you have to have specific types of lights for safety reasons.
Yeah.
So like you can't just not have brake lights or turn signals on your back.
Oh, okay.
So when you turn it on, you have to have like the different turn. So a lot, like to Kevin's point, like a lot of the newer cars, because they have LEDs, use those lights as those things. But
which
if you look, like my car has, because it's older, it's got on the side of it, on the fender, it has an indicator when I'm turning.
Yeah.
I think you still have to have that to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really cool, Nick. This will really benefit you if you ever want to get a Cybertruck. Is that vinyl wrapping? This will be super easy.
Well,
flat panels.
That's my point. So you know what? I talk about those car restoration shows that I watch all the time.
Yeah.
When they customize cars, this is my biggest pet peeve because they can't get. You know, when cars are made, generally, like if it's a mass market car, the sheet metal is stamped. They come up with like a. You know, a big ass stamp. It stamps it out, and that's how you get the intricacies of like a soft angle going into nothing, right?
Yeah.
Or like, and it's a sculpted panel. But when these guys go to customize them, they don't have that ability, so it's always a little harder angle than it needs to be, and it sticks out like a sore thumb. This thing looks like someone made their own car, but they were like, I don't know how to work with sheet metal. I can just do
angles,
like 5-degree angles, and that's it. And it's like, to me, I think it's absolutely hideous. But there's a fucking awesomeness to how ugly it is that I'm not going to discount.
That.
You know what I mean?
I hate
like,
it.
It's not a pretty car.
I don't
but
like
if I saw
it at
one,
all.
I'd be like, that dude's
I'm stoked it exists,
cool.
And yeah. I'm stoked of what it's going to cause to the world. We're about to get drastically different looking cars. I remember 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, yellow cars didn't exist because that was reserved for taxis. Now yellow's fucking everywhere.
Well, taxis
that,
and Porsches.
That was the biggest change we've seen
in cars.
Are you mad that you didn't get a yellow Prius?
No.
I had a yellow Mazda 5. and it was awful. And I hated it. I hated that damn car. Like, it was just, I was like, why do I have, you know? But my parents were like, you're into like punk rock, and this is it.
That's
like,
not they pushed you to buy it?
It was like a used deal.
Nothing says punk rock like a yellow Mazda.
So they're like, oh, it's a hatchback. It's a Mazda 5, so you can like put your bass in there and your amp or whatever. And my uncle sold it to us. And he'll still give a shit like, I remember that Mazda 5 I sold back in the day, a bunch of idiots who bought it. Like, that kind of suckers. It's really good. But it was not fun. It was not a great car.
And now, a word from our sponsors. This episode of the Kind of Funny Podcast is brought to you by Movement. Holy shit, the holidays are already here. But Movement Watches has you covered this season with hundreds of watches, blue light glasses, sunnies, and jewelry styles to choose from. Stuff your stockings, impress your family, wow your partners, or treat yourself, because we know you're dressing up too, with the perfect gift. And Movement is making it easy, beautiful, curated gift boxes, his and her gift guides, and free and quick shipping right to your door just in time for the holidays. You guys know that, guess what? Movement's been working with us a long time. Everybody has those Movement watches around here. I use the Movement sunglasses when you see me on vacation with them. These are great products that are great gifts, and guess what? You have to get people gifts, because it's the holidays. So why not make it simple and jump in and do this? The watches are beautiful. They have a whole bunch of different designs. The glasses are great. They protect your eyes. What else could you want, ladies and gentlemen? Be the big winner this holiday season with a gift from Movement. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com/kinda. That's MVMT.com/kinda. Join the movement. Up next, well, it just happens to be four hymns. 66% of men start to lose their hair by the age 35. And once you start to notice thinning hair, it can be too late. So you need to be like Kinda Funny's Nick Scarpino and Andy Cortez. They noticed their hair was thinning. They went to 4hymns.com, and a doctor prescribed them medications to help treat their thinning hair and get ahead of the problem. Of course, 4hymns.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, and more for men. These aren't snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science. You don't have to have awkward in-person doctor visits or wait in long pharmacy lines anymore. 4hymns connects you with real doctors online, which could save you hours completely confidentially and discreetly. You answer a few quick questions, a doctor reviews, and if they determine it's right for you, they can prescribe you medication to treat hair loss that's shipped directly to your door. This holiday season, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow with Hims. Try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hymns.com/kinda. That's FORHIMS.com/kinda. 4hymns.com/kinda. Prescription products are subject to a doctor's approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's 4hymns.com/kinda. And the final sponsor of the day, it is Felix Gray Blue Light Glasses. I constantly, of course, have my face in front of a screen. You see it. I'm looking at this here. I got my phone over there. I got a watch over here. I'm back at the computer in there. I got the big screens. I'm playing the games. You know what it's like. Too much screen time can result in tired, dry eyes, headaches, blurry vision, and trouble sleeping. I know it well. The amount of times I lift these glasses, rub my eyes like that. But not a problem if you wear Felix Gray Blue Light Glasses. Felix Gray launched in 2016 with a singular focus to offer the most effective computer glasses on the market with all the quality of brand name designer frames, and quickly became the internet's favorite blue light glasses. Felix Gray glasses filter out 90% of high energy blue light and eliminate 99% of harsh glare coming from screens. Over there, the other side of that wall, Andy Cortez uses them. He's looking at screens. He's looking at this. He's making art. He's making thumbs. He's streaming games. He's doing all sorts of stuff. And his peepers are feeling great. Unlike other brands who use cheap blue light coatings that aren't effective and can chip or scratch, Felix Gray uses a proprietary blue light technology that's embedded directly into the lenses. Available in prescription, non-prescription, and reader, Felix Gray has you covered with optical glasses for work and sleep glasses in the evening that are clinically proven to increase melatonin secretion when worn leading up to bedtime. Why would you buy glasses from a company whose sole focus isn't making glasses? We trust Felix Gray because they make us and the rest of these blue light glasses. I'm sorry, because they make the best blue light glasses in the game. Go to felixgrayglasses.com/kinda and get a pair of blue light glasses from the pros. Shipping returns are totally free. That's felixgrayglasses.com/kinda. felixgrayglasses.com/kinda. All right, we're back.
I'm looking for the Stam. Keep talking about. I'm looking for the Cybertruck concept that somebody, kind of an artist, said, "Oh, let me fix it to what I think it should look like," and it looked really fucking cool. And a guy posted it on Facebook, and I don't remember the person's name, even though they're my friend on Facebook.
While you look for it, did you sell the shit with them in Ford?
No.
Where they, you didn't see, so they
Ford versus Tesla?
Yeah, Ford versus the Cybertruck.
The sequel. Which I,
no, apparently they decided to, like, dude, they were like, our Tesla, this car is so powerful, has so much torque, that it will beat a Ford F-150 in a tug of war. And it did. But then, like, Neil deGrasse Tyson got in, and he was like, that's not a fair, like, an accurate test, because that's one of them's all-wheel drive, and the other one's, like, front-wheel drive as a truck. And, like, he was like, got in with physics. And then all these other people started piling in. It was a pretty fascinating thing. And then Ford like came out like, we'll take you on any day of the week or whatever with a car that matches the specs of you know, being all wheel drive. And then they backed out, and everyone's like, ooh.
Ford backed out?
Yeah, Ford was like, you know what? We don't need to do this. Someone at Ford's like, don't fucking do this. This is dumb.
We'll take you any day. And like all the other people are like, no, we won't.
All right, Wednesday. No.
Because Musk was like, yeah, absolutely, let's go. We'll send you a Cybertruck. You guys can do it yourself. And they were like,
damn.
Yeah.
Hold on, time out.
Actually compare.
Could we do that? If we challenge Elon Musk, like, Andy can outrun a Cybertruck, will he send us a Cybertruck?
That'd be awesome. No, but Kevin, what were you going
to say? I was going to say, like, the way electric engines work is, you know, they start up and go. They don't need that, like, lead time to get the right amount of force.
Yeah.
Well, so it's like they don't compare, where it's like the Cybertruck will win no matter what.
I think
science with Kev. I'm Kevin.
I think Neil deGrasse Tyson said something that had to do with weight dispersal, of because the all-wheel drive Cybertrucks have engines over each axle, it puts the weight evenly dispersed, which allows it to get more friction and more torque off the bat. Whereas the front-wheel drive just has the weight I guess the back end just doesn't have any. Like, a ton of weight going down on it. It was just getting, like, fucking pulled all over the place, makes sense.
I'm sending some images to assets right now.
It's just cool when, like, smart people talk about shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, Neil, that's what I was thinking, too. And the old engine's over the wheelbase, huh? Get that. But, yeah.
You remember when he was in Batman v Superman?
Was he?
Yeah.
Remember when he was in Laser Team 2?
I do remember that as well.
Or Laser Team 1.
And everything.
Elon Musk?
No. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Didn't he get canceled? Don't people...
Yeah, he said bad things.
He said creepy stuff, right? But he said really bad things.
I thought he took a
way.
Picture with someone that was like grabbing her.
So this first one is like an artist is like, hey, let me like make it look more sci-fi or whatever. And then the second one is this guy that I.
But Nick, this could all be.
Those wheels look like Oreos, and I'm all about it.
So here's what I'm gonna say: type in the movie Wraith movie.
So this one, he rounded off some more of the, or he straightened off some of like. There's not that peak at the top.
Yeah.
You know how like that point.
But
like, sort of like.
But now this just
looks
like
a Transformer toy from the 80s. Like the die-cast metal ones that like couldn't quite look like the TV show.
But that's what I want. I want our shit to be. I always tell Tim, like, I wish fashion was at a point where jackets were super normal, where everything was like segmented into, you know, maybe you have a gray jacket and there's like different parts of fashion where you see in future movies, you see futuristic movies and people's like suits look all cool.
Like
and
in
shit.
Last Jedi when Leia had the thing that was just covering her face and looked fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, I just mean stuff like that. Like I wish we were at that point already where we had
you
wanted
you want to be Ryan Gosling.
You see.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you Andy. Say that and you show up in just a all black sweatshirt.
Right. Fucking Tim's in a cyberpunk jacket.
Yeah, Tim's
right
trying.
I'm
at least
living in the
fucking
future. Every
fucking day, Tim leaves the office and we make fun of him for trying, but he tries, Andy. When are you going to try?
Walked in with an all white Xbox One
poncho,
whatever they call it.
All he did was talk shit about the fucking Fallen Order ponchos, how much he hates them. And he shows up in a fucking poncho.
Yeah, he didn't have a bright white one.
It was dope.
Yeah.
I was like legitimately jealous. Dope. Even though if I brought that home, my wife would be like,
get out.
Yeah. You're not going to like that, are you?
Yeah. Hey, Andy, I have a question for you.
What's up?
What happened to your finger? I haven't seen you in a long time. You come back all mauled. What happened to your finger?
Can we talk about Andy today, though? Can we tell people what
well, yeah, I want to talk about Mandalorian.
If you don't get the joke.
We were legitimately worried about you today as we did our, of course, the kind of funny thing where a minute before we're supposed to be on, everyone looks around, like people come out of their fucking groundhog holes. And we're just like, wait, is everyone here? And you were nowhere in sight.
Yeah.
And so Kevin's like, is Andy
the second
in?
Time it's
like,
happened to me in my life where I just slept through every alarm possible. But the first time it happened, I had family members and coworkers calling me millions of times. And to the point where my aunt showed up in my apartment knocking on my door thinking that I had like overdosed on some sort of awful drug. See, or whatever. What happened this time, Andy?
We thought carbon monoxide this time.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
What happened this time?
So, you know, last night I arrived at SFO around 2:30 in the morning.
Oof.
And I knew that was going to happen, but I didn't take into account how difficult it would be to find an Uber that late. Huh. And how rare they would be, and how expensive they would be. And so I arrive, and it's around 2:30. I get off the flight, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to go pee. And as soon as I was like walking to the restroom, I was already ordering the Uber. Finish peeing, wash my hands, look at my phone, and it's like,
still searching.
Cannot be found. Sorry, like it's really really busy right now. I was like, what the fuck? So I searched again. I searched for so long that eventually the prices were like $65 for an Uber, $75, $80. I was like, I'm going to just go get a fucking cab.
These are for Uber X's?
Uber, any wow. sort of Uber, even shared and all that shit. Went to the taxi area, and there's such a huge line of people, and no taxis are there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm fucked right now. Eventually, I found an Uber. It was about $80.
Jesus.
Guy's like, he'll arrive in 17 minutes. I'm like, fuck. I finally got home around like 3.
And it's freezing cold.
Yeah, and they have the stupid like little tents you stand outside in. Near the Uber areas.
Oh,
what's up, Kev?
Why didn't you take a taxi at that point?
He just said there wasn't
I just
any.
Said, yeah.
Oh,
there was,
sorry.
Yeah. And so I get
what
a
about
new...
BART? You didn't want to take BART into the city?
I've never even
BART
tried
doesn't
that.
Go that late.
I've never...
Fuck, you're right.
I've also just never tried that. That's not an option.
Andy
with BART.
Andy's ended up in Oakland.
Fuck, no.
Yeah, just cut, this is the part of the movie where it cuts and Andy's standing in front of the giant BART board and he just walks away.
Yeah. And so I finally go, and I get back to my apartment around 3:30 in the morning in the car, and I'm watching the final or last night's episode of Watchmen. Yeah. Fantastic.
Don't God, what a show.
I'm going to do it tonight.
So good. So goddamn good. So I'm like, all right, it's going to be a late one. This sucks. Hopefully I get enough sleep. I slept like maybe 45 minutes on the plane. And I'm getting all my shit together. I take a shower. I'm getting out of the shower. I gotta like, you know, you can't just go to bed immediately. You gotta jerk
it
off.
Yeah, exactly. Get it. Get the.
And I have my little like Ziploc bag of toiletries, sure. And I reach in to get my razor out, and my finger just slices.
Ah. You cut it. You didn't have to describe it.
Are you using
it.
A
that whole thing was a
straight
setup.
Razor?
No, I just have like the angle that it took, it just shoot, and like I didn't feel anything. Oh, but then I looked, and then it started bleeding like crazy. Yeah,
right?
Jesus Christ!
And so there's like a lot of blood. I'm like, oh fuck, this. You know, it doesn't hurt. It's not like a.
I'm
super,
sure I'll be a.
It's not a super.
Then he woke up at 2 in the morning.
It's not really gruesome, afternoon. But
kicked on.
It's gonna take a while for this to stop bleeding, and it took a while to.
Do you think you should have gotten stitches?
No. It wasn't that severe. It's just, you know, in your fingers, you got a little fucking bunch of little vessels. Yeah, a little bunch of vessels that bleed a lot. And so after about four different applications of toilet paper wrapping around, I finally, like, just got a bunch of paper towel, and then I wrapped around these Band-Aids, and I just hoped that maybe it stopped bleeding. Because by this point, it's about 5:30 in the morning.
Dude, have you not seen John Wick? Doesn't he like super glue shit?
Yeah,
that?
They do that. They do that a lot.
So you got the rust super glue.
But it wasn't even like one single gash. It was like two different cuts
from the
because two
razors.
Different blades. Yeah. And so yeah, it took so long for it to stop bleeding. I'm not even sure if it
That's a deep cut, bro.
I just
well, it's weird. You should be careful because you're not supposed to use paper towels because that keeps it sucking. That doesn't let it clog.
Get moisture. Yeah.
Oh, I just figured if I put like really tight.
Yep.
If I
go to the kitchen.
I figured if I put really tight band-aids around it, it'll maybe
no, totally, yeah, yeah, yeah,
and I finally like fell asleep or whatever. By that point, it's like 6 in the morning probably. Mm-hmm. And then I wake up and I just like realize it's really bright outside. And I look at my phone, it's 12:30. And I'm like, oh, I fucking slept through every alarm pop. Because my alarms are set for like 8:30, 8:45, 9 a.m. And I just slept through about 6 different alarms that I probably snoozed. And I think I only missed one of them, and it was at 8:30, and the rest of them I just immediately dismissed.
Yeah.
But I don't remember doing any of that. Sure. And I just slept through everything, and I was like, oof.
So you had, the last time this happened, you had your whole family, like, the police were called, all this stuff. This time, you got one phone call from me.
We all talked about it.
We did talk about it. We
Tim
came
was
up
like,
with
I'll
our
call.
Theories.
We're like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened? And he didn't answer. It's either he's sleeping or carbon monoxide. Because carbon monoxide almost got Kevin last night. So it's that thing of, like, much like Final Destination, rather than trying to outrun death, we're just trying to outrun carbon monoxide.
Exactly. But then we recorded The Mandalorian in review for episode 4, and we just did it without you.
Well, technically, your presence was still here. We saved your chair.
Yeah.
For you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate that.
We had some fun.
Audio listeners to that are going to be so confused.
They're going to be so confused. We have a lot of audio listeners to that show, too. They're going to be like, what? Is his mic not on? What happened?
I just didn't want to be. It just wasn't a very good episode. I didn't want to be here to discuss it.
I wish you were here because me and Kevin, for once, agreed on something, and Tim gave us so much shit for it.
I gave you shit.
So much shit.
Tim was just on the right side of history.
Thank you.
What was the right side of history?
Good episode.
They loved it.
It was.
I didn't love it.
Yeah. They Tim said
it was his I didn't best. Hate it. It was just like Tim this said is the most goes, television thing I've
it
seen.
It goes life. Episode 4 of Mandalorian, Empire Strikes wow. Back in that yeah. order.
You know what? I did say that. I did say that actually.
Yeah, so that's the second time it's ever happened to me. And
that means you really needed sleep. If you're sleeping that soundly, that's good. It's probably better than
well, you. Well, again, you know, you go home and so much of being home is that like I'm still on West Coast time. Mm. So I'm falling asleep like at 5 in the morning mm-hmm. because my body, you know, usually go to bed like at 2:33, you know?
Jesus.
Exactly. That's what I was going to, you got to the punchline of the joke before I could even make it. Be a normal adult. Go to bed at midnight.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to bed at 5 in the morning. I'm like, wait, how's time work?
Yeah, but like an hour ahead. The thing is like, all my friends work in education and all my friends are off and all my friends are like, hey, come over. We're drinking and we're watching last night's SmackDown or we're watching AEW or whatever and we're just going to play some Nintendo Switch afterwards. Fun. We're drinking, we're smoking, we're, you know, I didn't smoke.
Sure you didn't.
I did not smoke. I got a lot of secondhand smoke.
Bro, come on. You can just tell everyone.
All my friends. Be honest, you know, for a change.
I love that weed, man. I'm telling you.
That's probably why you're late today, right?
I'll tell you what I did. Here's what.
You're sitting there fucking hitting the suicide hole.
Okay. I want audio listeners to understand what Greg just did. Greg just made a balloon animal effect with his hands instead of a bong. He doesn't know how bongs work, so he went. You think I don't catch this shit?
I've seen them on movies. I've seen them.
My idea of the party of going to my friend's house was like I picked up a small pizza from Peter Piper Pizza.
Hell yeah,
and
did.
It was extra sauce, extra toasty. Went over to my friend's house with a giant fucking big red soda.
Hell yeah,
it was a good time.
We flew back on Thanksgiving and we made the cardinal mistake of being like nothing's fucking open, and I'm like we'll just order pizza, and then the fear set in, and I was like I don't know if any pizza places are gonna be open. Called around, couldn't find one. Finally, it was like Hail Mary to Round Table Pizza on Geary.
Woo!
Phone picks up. Hello, Round Table Pizza?
Hell yeah, man.
I was like, and I had to ask. I was like, I feel like a dumbass, but like, are you guys open right now? Are you delivering? She's like, absolutely. I was like,
hell yeah.
Hook it fucking extra large pizza.
Garlic nuts?
No, we just got
extra red sauce.
Extra red sauce, Kevin.
You got to, Kevin. You have to.
Because I want it to be like almost a soup in the middle of the pizza, you know?
Yeah.
And we got so much that we had enough for another meal the next day, which we did not need because I was like, I was like, in my brain, I'm like, I'm in like apocalypse mentality where I'm like, we're going to need food for fucking days. The next day, everything's open, of course, because it's Black Friday. Everyone's out about, but it was so good.
It was really great being home because it was my grandma's 80th birthday. And my mom's side of the family rented a little events hall, right? Bunch of relatives came over, relatives I haven't seen in years, and I don't know what Greg is laughing about.
Just stop.
I don't know why he did it.
And he starts into a conversation. Nick feels the need to just pull my paper out a fraction of an inch.
We noticed him. Then he kept moving it around.
I know, because it was off. Andy, you'll appreciate it. It was off angle, and I had to straighten it. In line with
the OCD got to you. Yeah, so it was like kind of like a family reunion. I saw relatives I haven't seen in 10, 20 years, and the whole break was just me fucking being a fat piece of garbage, dude. I ate so much, and I can't wait to like, all right, I'm going to get back to the gym. I'm going to like try to eat some salads and just like not overeat, because the whole week consisted of me, mijo, you want grandma to make you lunch? You want grandma to make whatever? We're doing the, you know, we had the turkey tacos on Wednesday. Fantastic. Holy shit. Yeah. And Kevin, it is Nor de Tomate, the thing we were talking about that they cook it with. Cool. Fantastic. But the rest of the week, it was just pizza. It was Whataburger. It was all sorts of shit.
Sure.
And it was fantastic. And I just feel, I felt awful the whole time.
Like, my favorite thing about your trip was your story where you're like about to go to some type
Bachanga.
Of party. Yeah. And I don't know what the hell that is. But I read that and I saw it.
Yeah.
And then I hit next story and I'm like, oh my God, that was exactly.
That's a bachanga. Andy turns in the buffet line to some little kid.
Yeah, like, it was my nephew. Yeah, it wasn't your. No, that was just like a. That's where the pan de polvo. Kevin, you ever eat pan de polvo?
No.
All right, so it's just like sort of sweet
bread of powder, huh?
It's basically cookies with a lot of like it's like sugar cookies.
Oh,
my aunt makes it, and it's fucking phenomenal. But the whole thing, so we had a sort of this catered dinner there, and it was just you would get a plate of five corn
tortillas
with just a bunch of like beef in there and a bunch of onion and. It was just like Mexican street style tacos.
Hell yeah.
With now your favorite beans. Cup of beans a la charra, which is like, oh my God, it's my favorite fucking thing. It's just a cup and you just fucking eat beans from a cup and it's just like.
Like a hobo.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was delicious.
I love these fucking fun names so much. Today, Kev, we ordered burritos from some place just using an app and it was a burrito. What was it called?
It was burrito. Camarona de Diabla.
Which is devil
like,
shrimp?
I was like, what?
Yeah.
And what does it translate to? Shrimp for the devil.
Devil's got to get a shrimp.
Did you get it?
It's really spicy. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I don't really like shrimp and burritos.
Huh.
Yeah.
What?
I just don't default to shrimp, period.
Andy loves shrimp.
It's just so much better.
Shrimp loves shrimp loves Andy. Andy loves shrimp so much that anytime I hear about shrimp or see it on a menu or anything, I think Andy now. And it's to the point where sometimes Jen will beat me to it. And talk about Andy when we hear about
it. It's my favorite thing in the world. Like, oh my God, we did the whole Benihana thing, but there's this place back home called Hayashi. And I got the fucking shrimp and I got the chicken with a bunch of steamed rice and all the veggies. It was fucking fantastic, dude.
Let's go.
It was very expensive. And my parents always do this thing where they'll always let me know about all the times my brother, they'll go out to lunch and my brother will forego paying.
Like, you won't pay?
Like, they'll all go out to lunch, and maybe, like, he invited everybody, and they'll tell, like, I hope they're not listening, but they always do this thing where they'll be like, yeah, we went out to this and that, and, like, Aaron, he made us pay, you know? Like, he invited us or whatever. And
because they're the parents?
Well, I don't really know.
What is he doing?
Yeah, I guess, that's I don't weird. Know. Like, I mean, it's not that he does it every time, but, like, every once in a while, they'll go sometimes, or maybe, you know, not enough is pitched in. And I was like, I'm going to pay for today's lunch. And I was like, not because I care about you, just because I don't want you all talking to me behind my back.
Because you're like this, is this a war? Like, are you telling me something?
Yeah.
Are you guys, like, have I not paid for lunch?
Yeah. Time? But it was fantastic. It was great being back home, and I can't wait to be back again in a couple weeks.
That's
it'll
nice.
Be fun. It'll be
fun. I mean, as a kid, it didn't suck, obviously. It's cool. It's good. But as an adult, especially running business and work and stuff, we should just call a spade in America, and December should just be a month off for everybody. Why are we here for 2 weeks?
What are we doing?
Why are we doing this? Combine, if anything, let's move Thanksgiving
up to the middle of the year.
Sure, that or on top of Christmas. And then it's 3 weeks off or something. Come on. What are we doing
That's
here?
A
We're
good
back
call.
For 2 weeks. Our industry, video games, it's shut down. Nothing's happening. No, what are you
just the
do?
Game awards.
I hear you, man.
Well, sure, but that can still happen.
I gotta
That's
play
a fun
Disco
time.
Elysium.
Yeah, but how much more fun would that happen? Would it be if you could watch the Game Awards while you're sitting in your jam jams and you're eating a shit ton of food?
Oh,
see what I'm saying?
We could do that.
Oh man,
we do.
You
that.
Always make us come in, and by us I mean these guys.
I'm at the Game Awards drunk. I'm never.
That's
here.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair. I don't know. I'm with you, dude. Like, I mean, I love everything you just described, and I'm right with Greg on this one. Like, I wish they were a little more spaced out because it does. There's a part of me that needs it, that needs to go down and just be fucking slovenly. Just that gluttonous, like, I am so stuffed right
Eating
now.
Eating the pumpkin pie
but
out
in the
back,
in
the
some fucked up part of my brain that's like, the only way out is through.
Yeah.
Keep eating more. And, like, you go and it's warm when it's on the table, and then later you pull it back out and it's kind of cold. And then later, you pull it out and it's ice cold.
And most
cold,
of the relatives, like, are gone by then. And you're just, watching
just
the
you
Cowboys
and,
get embarrassed on Thanksgiving.
For me, it's like you're watching Tag for the fourth time and you're like, this is great.
Cancel it all, man. Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Cancel it.
I can't wait till Christmas is caught for some sexual misconduct.
Jesus Christ. Oh, wow.
And
Jesus.
Then we just can't do it anymore.
Jesus Christ, you mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna let that one go. We'll let it go. There's three things that came to my mind. I'll tell you guys off camera.
I did. I did the one thing though. You know, after eating a lot, I went to go play basketball with my brother and one of his friends.
That's bad.
And,
that's no good.
And oh my God, I was so sore because you know, I was like, dude, I'll be in better shape because I've been, like, you know, running a bit at the gym, and, you know, at least it won't be like the last year where last Christmas was the first time I played basketball since the prior Christmas. You know what I mean? It was really, really bad. I was like, no, this year, you know, I'll be fine. You know, I'll have some more endurance. But it's just a different movement that your body is required. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't even form this sentence.
You got it right.
Yeah, so like all this crazy like playing defense. Yeah, it's just like these are things that I'm not used to working out all the time. And so I feel soreness here from shooting so much and just draining threes, knocking down every shot. Fucking dude. Crazy,
all
dude. Yeah.
No, taking it off. I don't even need it.
Take all the, yeah, remove it.
Whisper quiet.
Yeah. See, I had the opposite because when I go to the gym, I use the Stairmaster. And so when we got to the Eiffel Tower and we're like, let's walk up the stairs, was like, this is what I've been training for. Fucking crushed it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
No, we dance like elevators. No,
we got there. We tried to book it too late. We were like in line in the standby line. We're like, oh, fuck. And tried to book it. Like, oh,
so similar to me going to the RGV, you all went to France.
Well, he went to France. I went to France. He went to Prague and I stayed in London.
Oh.
My grandma was there giving me Miho.
My wife and I stayed in London. We just bummed around, shopped. And I think the highlight of the trip for me was we went to the Tate Modern. Which is, you'll remember from Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, great.
It's where he goes up the elevator and then tries to get Henry Cavill and he puts the picture on the thing of Julia, or what's her name?
He's holding on to the thing
and he goes up that big stack and then takes off. I was like, oh, we got to go there. And my wife's like, you know, that's like a really famous museum, right? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what it is.
Tom Cruise ran through.
He ran through that shit. Yeah. And it's one of the coolest buildings I've ever been in my life. It's
another 5'6" man ran through this area. I'm going to do it too.
I was like, I legitimately thought, I'm like, if I wasn't jet lagged and I wasn't with my wife, I would do the run. Like, I would try to do at least a little bit of the run.
That'd be great.
It would be great. But it was like really fucking cold and I had had a lot of meat pie. So, yeah.
A big fan of the hat you had on this trip.
Thank you.
I saw it. It's the star of your Instagram.
It is. It was a last-second purchase the day we got to London.
Kevin,
when we were
staying
in Shoreditch.
I can't.
He has Nick blocked on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
We got into London. I was like, wow, this is. I thought I brought the right jacket. I don't have a right jacket for that shit. And like, I was like, I need a scarf and I need a beanie. I forgot to bring both those things. We walked in and I found this like cool little Japanese store that had these two things in it. And
look,
I bought a mustard colored beanie.
Look at how happy this young man is.
It's a good looking hat, Nick.
It's like a great looking hat.
Oh my God. Wow. Fun fact.
Look how happy you look.
Oh, that's the building. That's the Tate.
There you go.
So look how badass that is. It used to be an old power plant that like was
so
like hydro powered. Yeah, it's back there. It's big. It's bigger than it looks.
That's how it looks.
You see, it looks small. It's really big. That's me at the top of the.
If you ever write a book, that next one, go on over, Kevin.
That's going to be the image.
That's the one that needs to be on your author.
A word from the author.
Nick Scarpino lives in San Francisco with his wife.
Yeah, that was so fun though. That was
Chobot likes it. She hates you.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
See Mission Impossible 1's little area.
Oh, that's cool. That's right. Because you're in Prague.
Little MI vacation.
I did. Yeah. Went to the old town square there, which is where the restaurant with the fish tank that blows up.
Yeah.
Restaurant doesn't exist, I was there.
The fish tank does.
Used to be a restaurant, and now it's not there anymore?
No, it was never a restaurant. I mean, there are restaurants there, but like that was just they built the set there. Like, so it wasn't CG. Like they brought water in, and Tom Cruise almost drowned.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Greg went to the site of London Has Fallen, the movie.
Was that?
American Werewolf in Paris.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I meant to say.
That's France. Yeah. Well, Paris, see, Paris. I, that's what I was, I made the joke on my Instagram stories about the Eiffel Tower when we were there. I was like, oh, it's that building from Superman 2. Because remember, that's how it opens. So your main character, Lois, is on the other side. She's underneath the elevator.
Never seen
it. It's great. You should watch it tonight. All right. And if you don't, I'm going
to
throw your phone.
I have to watch Last Jedi. Kevin, I'm returning my phone. What?
Wow. Yeah. Are you finally getting an iPhone?
Oh, wow.
Finally getting an iPhone?
No, shut up.
Are you going to get the blue? Come on, the blue thing. You're so hot. Take this off.
I'll tell you what
God! He's molten. Touch him, Tim.
What's getting me about the Pixel 4, you know, I love my Pixel. It's a fantastic camera, fantastic everything. But I miss my fingerprint unlock.
Whoa.
And this is only face unlock, and I just don't love it. It's just kind of, I prefer just the fingerprint.
So that alone is enough for
it's
you
really
return?
Just that alone, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I bought my dad a Galaxy S10 Plus.
Fucking phone names.
She was so expensive. So, like, the idea was, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get my dad a Pixel 3A. I'm going to get me a Pixel 3A. The 3A
Pixel
is
Bros.
The 3A is kind of like the the iPhone, like the 10
R.
Yeah, the R or whatever fuck version.
The good
XR.
One or bad one?
The
cheaper, okay. Like,
the
economy
C
one.
Is the best.
I can hack a fucking computer. With
and then, you know.
I'm gingerbread, so I can do whatever I want.
Why are they interrupting
Linux?
Your story to make stupid noises?
I don't know.
I'll kill their mic.
So shit happened, so I had to, you know, I'm going to trade this in or whatever. I was like, Dad, I'm going to get you a phone. You know, like, you've had this this Samsung Galaxy S5. And the battery is just absolutely awful by this point. It's like 5 years old. Let's go trade it in. We'll get you. He's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. I was like, that's going to be like $15 a month. I can pay that for you. I don't give a shit, you know? And then at the end of the day, it was like, you know, it ended up being like 30.
Giant sweat drop as the bill comes up for Andy.
So he was like, well, you know, I could, it's this much off because of Black Friday or whatever. And your dad would have to pay like a dollar extra because, you know, phone plans are fucking confusing. He's like, so that would leave you with like a $638 bill.
So now Andy's moving.
And I'm just
standing
there and I'm like, yeah, sure. And so I just give him that the Best Buy credit card, 18 months, no interest. I'm just like, fuck, I was really expensive. I was not expecting that. It's kind of a bummer. I was like, dad, you sure you don't want to split it? No, but I paid for it. But I'm super stoked that my dad like finally has a phone that isn't god awful. And
you got him a case?
Super old. Yeah, we got a little rubberized case.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
My mom refused a new phone. She's like, oh, I'm fine with mine. She has like an even older phone. It's like, oh, god damn it, mom. The type that, like, when HD came out, was like, I don't see the difference. Like, she's that type. She just doesn't give a shit about new technology at all.
She's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she always gets mad at my dad whenever he tries to buy something new. I'm like, Adnan, you don't need that.
I walked into a Target on Black Friday, and they had nothing but, it was like, rows of TVs that were just out in areas that probably should have been, like, kept
sealed
for walkways.
Off.
I just feel like this is places where people, I'm like, you have to walk around this, like, serpentine, these rows of TVs. I'm like, this is a fire hazard right here. But I looked down. And Dee was like, wow. Like, she looked down, it was like $500 for like an 80-inch Ultra HD TV. And she was like, wow, is that how much TVs cost right now? And I'm like, in the back of my brain, I'm like, I just want to buy it. And I want to see how long I could like get up to the point where I can take it back and try to convince Tim that that's my new TV.
Oh, my God.
Like, I really feel like I would lose sleep, Nick, if you fucking bought a new TV and it wasn't the right one.
The right one.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You would do it too. Oh. That would have been, if you literally just sent me a picture of just like some fucking Vizio shit.
Crushed it in my living room.
Hey, Vizio's good, man. Come on.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Not.
RTings. Ratings.com.
It's fine.
Oh, no, for everyone
it's
listening out there
better.
That thinks we're assholes.
But there are standards.
We are.
Like, the time we came to the studio to watch Game of Thrones, you're like, oh, it looks really cool on this. And like me and Tim were both had a conversation beforehand where it's like, it's crazy how much the scene, like the LG's, like processing makes it better.
Oh, I don't remember that.
maybe that was your other boyfriend, Kevin. I wanted to do that so bad, but I was like, I don't have the
energy. It's not worth it.
And I can't get an 80-inch back home.
Oh, no, man.
As I wouldn't fit my car.
TVs are real big.
Yeah, or maybe it was a 70-inch, I don't know, but I want an 80-inch.
Real big.
Ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Kinda Funny Podcast. Each and every week, four best friends gather on this table, each coming to talk to you about what they want to talk about and Ghostbuster cars and TVs and Andy's playing basketball and his arms are sore. If you like that, go to patreon.com/kindafunny. You can toss us a few bucks, get each and every episode early, watch us record it live, get it ad-free, and get it with that pre- and post-show. Andy, I have a very important question for you on the post-show.
Okay.
If you don't want to toss any bucks our way, no big deal. Each and every Friday, you can get the show. One big video, one big MP3. It's got ads. It's got no pre- and post-show, but it's on youtube.com/kindafunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Thanks, everybody who came to London Meet and Greet.
That was amazing.
Final 2019 World Tour stop. You were all amazing. It was a great time.
Very, very fun time.
London's a lovely city. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.